This next story here on KNKX comes from our show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
You know, there are some places, like one very unique room in Central Washington, where the beat comes to a dead stop.
Oh, that is so weird. Can you just do that again? Clap one more time?
Sure.
That's 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve in there on the Central Washington University campus in Ellensburg. That peculiar room is called an anechoic chamber. Ariel went there to geek out alongside the physics professor who built this room where sound goes to die.
Dr. Andy Piacek is the guy you heard clapping his hands just then. And I can't stress enough just how wrong it was to hear such a dead sound coming from something like a hand clap. But if the full impact didn't quite carry over to those of you at home, Dr. Piacek, well, let's just go with Andy, has a disclaimer for you.
They're going to hear a hand clap that has been processed through the radio, coming out the speakers in their own little room, and it's not going to be as anechoic sounding.
So anechoic, it's the anti-echo, devoid of reverb. And until you can have your own time inside one of these things, we'll do our best to give you the experience of what it was like with a little comparing and contrasting. There will be an example of that in just a bit. Now, the first thing I noticed on my visit to the Ellensburg campus was how pumped Andy was to show off this chamber.
I'm excited because I'm a nerd. I'm a physicist, and I really like understanding how nature works.
This man is an audio geek. And listen, I get it. There's a reason I'm in radio. So I was pretty geeked out myself as Andy was explaining how the chamber works.
Every surface, the walls, the ceiling, the floor, are covered with these wedges made out of melamine foam. They're triangular shaped, so they're about 2 feet long. And they do, in a sense, trap the sound.
There are 596 wedges inside the room, and the tips of the wedges are all facing toward the middle of the chamber. So remember the hand clap from earlier? When the sound hits the wedges, it bounces off the foam while sinking deeper into the wedge. That sound does not come back to you like it would in a typical room. When you clap or speak, the sound is bouncing off everything and reverberating. That's how our brain is used to processing this stuff. So, okay, that's all well and good, but why exactly is this kind of chamber and the study of sound so important? Well, sound is all around us, but sound waves are really complex. I mean, Andy's made a living off studying them. So this chamber is a way to really get to the bare-boned characteristics of any given sound. And Central's anechoic chamber, Andy is pleased to note, is much more refined and scientific than the first one he walked into when he was at Penn State.
It was a fellow student who built one from scratch. It wasn't very big. He built it out of plywood, and he filled the plywood with sand, so it was really hard, heavy walls, and then he put the wedges inside, and everyone got a chance to kind of sit in there, and it was sort of like being in a little prison cell.
Andy was a graduate student at Penn State at that time, studying acoustics. He realized during his undergrad career that he truly loved the field of physics.
But I knew by, I don't know, maybe my junior year that I wasn't going to study particle physics or high-energy physics, be part of some big research team.
So after graduating from Johns Hopkins, he worked with someone at the Naval Research Lab who focused on underwater sound, stuff like sonar, and he was hooked.
Sound is actually a really cool branch of physics because it's a wave, but there are many kinds of waves. And waves, as a branch of physics, are really important because waves manifest themselves everywhere. Light is a kind of a wave. Now we're understanding gravity is a kind of a wave.
So when he returned to school at Penn State, he took a deep dive into sonic booms from jets and how the sound travels from the body of the plane to the ground. He's still studying that now with an aim toward making supersonic commercial planes a reality. But in a much different capacity, Andy started spending a lot of time examining the sounds made by musical instruments.
I'm interested in music, but I think everyone has that experience, a direct relationship with music and sound.
Andy can use the anechoic chamber to understand that sound without any outside noise or distractions.
So one of the research projects that I'm looking forward to developing, the question is fairly simple. Does a string musical instrument like a guitar or a violin, does it improve after you've played it for a while? How is it changing by virtue of being played? A lot of professional musicians I've talked to, in fact, almost all of them, will agree without batting an eye that, yeah, of course it makes a difference. It sound does improve after you've played it for a while. But what we don't agree on is how.
And that's where Josh Humphrey comes in. He designs and builds hybrid instruments. The one he brought with him inside the chamber is something he calls a raga guitar. It's a combination of an acoustic guitar and a sitar.
The way I work is more intuitively, and so I get to know a material and the resonance and the acoustic properties of that material, but it's not scientific. It's not something I'm writing down. So I hope that by working with Andy in this situation, we can find a flaw in the design or some way to improve upon the design that I wouldn't have thought of through just working with the materials.
After we all settled into the chamber and closed the door, Josh started playing. Did that sound right to you?
You know, it really exposed a lot of the faults. In this, I felt a few notes really came out, and then a few notes kind of died. And so it really underscored that, where I think maybe natural reverb in a room masks that a little bit.
Well, this is a scientific experiment, so let's test his theory. We used the recital hall in Central's music building to see if natural reverb made any difference. Compare that with the anechoic chamber. And then back to the recital hall.
How do you feel now after hearing this in this space?
I felt much more inspired.
Interesting.
You can build. I felt safer to go quiet, you know, and then I felt safer to build dynamically, and I didn't notice the trouble spots as much on this instrument, so it felt better.
And while it sounds better, and Josh may have felt more inspired while playing, Andy explains his research isn't about appreciating the beauty an instrument like the raga guitar can create. It's about understanding how it creates that beauty.
I want the sound only from this instrument. In order to measure that, you don't want the echoes. You can't have the reflections off of the walls. You have to be measuring the sound directly coming from the instrument. And so that's what the anechoic chamber provides.
It also provided me with a chance to check something off my bucket list. And while it wasn't necessarily a life-changing event, it was pretty awesome. Plus, it gave me a chance to discuss audio at length, and in so much beautiful, nerdy detail.